All right. You mentioned something about oyster ice cream. And, Romy, I found a recipe for Oysters Rockefeller ice cream sliders. And, again, it's, let's see, unsalted butter, minced garlic, shallots, shucked oysters and all that. Then they get down to the ice cream part with the cream and the yolks and everything, and it's served on a brioche bun. So it's meant to be a savory dish, not necessarily, a dessert.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
All right. Well, we're going to have to try it. We got it.
Anybody in Phoenix or Flagstaff or Tucson want to make it?
Oh, man. There's a new oyster house that didn't open up far away from me. I think I may go in there and visit with them.
As long as it's not made with Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right.
Oh, Reba McEntire.
There was two interesting articles. You know, we've got a lot. Shopping has gone online quite extensively the last couple months.
I do everything I can not to buy through Amazon. I'm shopping online, but boy, I don't know why. I just don't buy through Amazon.
I don't either. But interestingly enough, FedEx Ground will hire 700 more workers here in Phoenix. So that's some good news coming into the state. And it's interesting, not only on the delivery side of things, you use FedEx to have any of your Pella windows delivered to your job sites?
I don't know if Pella comes by FedEx, but we get a lot of FedEx deliveries.
Well, there was a really unique article that talks about how construction employment has increased in 45 states during this time.
Okay. That's interesting.
Construction employment has increased, according to the article that was in remodelingmagazine.com, between April and May, 45 of states in the union, construction employment has increased.
That's all the furloughed healthcare workers.
going back to the trades.
Picking up their nail aprons, right.
So we talk about it all the time. There is a huge gap in the construction skilled labor, the amount of skilled labor that's coming into the workforce, and that, you know, if you are looking for a career path, the trades are in a great place. And, you know, it's always something to fall back on, like Rosie just kind of referenced here. The amount of work that we have to get done and the amount of skilled people to do it, there's a big void there we've got to fill.
I don't know what industry I could have gone into where I couldn't have become personal friends with global entertainers, Hall of Fame athletes, school teachers, CEOs from Fortune 100 companies. I really have been tempted to write a book about what I've learned from the clients whose homes we've worked on. It would make a pretty good book, because I've learned an awful lot. I don't know what else I could have gotten into that would have introduced me to all these people and recreate their environment and their home.
And a really good market that's overlooked is Casa Grande. In 2018, they issued 254 permits for new home building. 2019, they issued just under 550. And right now they're on track to break that record by the end of the year.
Yeah. Pinal County is booming. Absolutely booming. Which reminds me, I'm overdue for a stay at Francisco Grande.
That was fun.
It was. I love being in the top floor of that hotel watching the sun come up, man. It's spectacular. It's a lot easier than hiking to the top of Picacho Peak.
You can see all the way to South Mountain, too.
Oh,
the red
man.
Lights glowing as the sun fades them out as it's rising. And part of our topics in July, today we're talking about load-bearing wall earlier, but throughout July we're talking about rural living. And one of the hard things about rural living is it's hard to get anybody out to do the work. Finding in a metropolitan area or a city like Phoenix, Tucson, Casa Grande, there's enough work to keep roofers, electricians, air conditioning guys busy year-round. Well, you move out to a small town where you've got a couple thousand people. You know, if you've got a skilled tradesman that lives out there, chances are 85% of his work he's driving out of your community to go do. Well, there's not enough homes to support a full-time job. So,
and in reality, the tradesmen that move to rural Arizona generally are not available once the fish start biting.
Oh, no. Why live out there if you're not going to take advantage of the bite?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If some season starts or the fish are biting, he's probably not available.
So if you've been dreaming about a mountain cabin, second home, or retiring up to a rural area of Arizona, maybe we are going to be covering that all month long here at Rosie on the House. And it's the 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit 1. That'll get you right studio. And we'll be back with our weekly to-do on roof leaks right here at Rosie on the House.